This is 103.3 WZND's Bird's Eye View, here to give you a comprehensive look at the Bloomington Normal community's most important issues. Investigative reporting from the award-winning WZND News Team, here for you. Unbiased, engaging, and comprehensive. Bird's Eye View starts now.
Hello and welcome to the October edition of Bird's Eye View. With Election Day just around this corner, this month's episode is all about making your vote count and understanding the issues that matter. We'll be covering key races, ballot measures, and policies that could shape the future of our community, from the local to the national level. I'm Luke Biondi, your Bird's Eye View producer, and I'm excited to guide you through this election-focused episode.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren Leisure.
And I'm your other co-host, Colleen Holden.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to dive into the candidates and key races in this year's election.
I'm glad to hear it. We have a great show coming up shortly, but before we begin, we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
News now on 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back to Bird's Eye View. This month's episode is covering the upcoming local and federal elections.
Election results shape many aspects of our lives, from new policies to major social issues. Elections impact the way we live, work, and interact in our communities and beyond. As we approach Election Day, the choices we make will drive the future of our community and country.
This may be the year of the presidential election, but there are a number of races on the ballot that can also have a direct impact on everyday life. I sat down with Patrick Cortese of the McLean County Democrats to get a feel for the political climate in our area. McLean County is a historically right-leaning area in an unwavering blue state. This juxtaposition leaves organizations like the McLean County Democrats in an interesting position come election year. Patrick Cortese is the chair of the McLean County Democrats. He explained what the organization hopes to see after the final ballot is cast and the political climate of McLean County as a whole.
We're trying to get as many Democrats elected as possible, all the way up and down the ballot. We would love to go for President Kamala Harris. We would like to send Dave Kaler and Sharon Chung back to Springfield. We'd like to reelect Eric Sorensen as our congressperson in Washington, D.C.
Should McLean County's votes favor Vice President Kamala Harris, it would only be the third time in the county's history a Democrat has been the majority vote in the presidential by Cortese's calculations. However, it was 2022's gubernatorial election that led him to begin to speculate why the area may be turning blue.
In 2022, so last cycle, J.B. Pritzker won McLean County for the first time since 1948 by about 750 votes. On election day, a little over 1,000 ISU students registered and voted that day. It would be no stretch of the imagination. Now, I'm sure they didn't all vote for J.B. Pritzker, but I bet a good portion of them did.
Cortese believes the younger voters who are causing a swap in which candidate wins the county are less interested in the candidates themselves and more concerned with their stance on polarizing issues. He listed the issues the McLean County Democrats care about as an organization endorsing all Democratic nominees.
Well, right now, of course, we're all about women's rights. That's kind of up front and center. I think when we talk about economic issues, especially for the younger generation, I think those are issues that we're really focused on. A big part of our coalition are labor, the working men and women of McLean County. Make sure that if something's getting built here in McLean County, that we're hiring from here in McLean County, and that those tax dollars stay here in McLean County.
As temporary residents of McLean County, it can be hard for students to feel inclined to care about more local races in the midst of a presidential election. Cortese explained how smaller-scale races can have a direct impact on the student experience.
ISU gets the worst funding of all the state schools, that they are far and away the least funded. It would be important to send Dave Kaler and Sharon Chung back to Springfield so they can work on that issue and try and bring back some funding. I know Sharon Chung's opponent and even Senator Kaler's opponent don't really value public education. So that would be a problem if they ended up in Springfield.
CNN has Harris polling just 7 points ahead of former President Donald Trump with 93 votes still up for grabs. Cortese revealed his predictions for who will enter the White House come January.
Well, the phrase I've been using when asked that question is I'm cautiously optimistic. I do think it's going to be close. As excited as we are about what's happening here on campus, what's happening in Bloomington and Normal, it still remains that outside of the metro area is still pretty rural. All these races are going to be really close.
For Bird's Eye View, I'm Colleen Holden.
As we shift to exploring the Republican platform, let's take a closer look at how their proposed policies and outlooks could impact voters.
WZND's Jaden Cohn spoke with a representative from the McLean County Republicans to find out what they hope to see happen in our area after the final ballot is cast.
The McLean County Republicans look to make one final push with election season right around the corner. Chairman Dennis Grundler explains the ideology behind the group's intentions.
Well, we are for safety in the community. We're for lower taxes. We are for government oversight. Mainly, we just want safe communities and jobs. We'd love to have jobs.
Grundler and his team have worked to establish different ways to reach a variety of audiences, one of which is a very orthodox approach regarding door-to-door marketing.
We've done text messaging, we've done emails, we've done billboard ads, radio. I think knocking on doors and talking to people individually is the best way. I think probably, like any advertising, 90% of what you do is a waste. The problem is you don't know what 10% is going to work, so that's what you have to do.
Grundler explains his future goals regarding the outcome of the elections taking place at a county level.
I would like to see more interaction with the people of the county of how they like to see things done. We, you know, we're in a representative government, so we vote for who we want, and then it seems to me like after that, a lot of times we elect them and just forget it, and then we're done. It's like, you know, we go about our lives. I like to see people more engaged all the time.
A new variable is introduced in this year's election compared to the previous one, this being the presidential election. Grundler explains why most voters turn to the polls every 4 years compared to bi-yearly.
People care more about the president than they do about primaries, elections where there are nonpartisan races. They just don't seem to show up for those races, but they seem to show up pretty well for sometimes gubernatorial, but for president's races, they usually show up.
On the presidential level, Grundler goes into detail about how he feels on the outcome of the 2024 race. He discusses the shape of the United States from a political standpoint and questions the ability of the nation to progress moving forward.
I would love to see, no matter who's elected, I would love to see us actually come together. I'm so tired of the division of, you know, both sides. I am tired of people not working together. It used to be you can, you know, go out with a friend and you can totally disagree, but then you can have a beer and you didn't hate each other. Seems like now if you're not one way, you hate the other side, and I don't know why we got like that. And I really hope we can return back to normal, but not too sure that ever happened, but that would be my wish.
Grundler goes into further detail about the importance of residents casting their vote on the ballots.
I just would love everybody to get out and vote. That's what matters. When only 12% of people show up, well, you get what 12% of people want. If everybody shows up, then at least we have, you know, represented the right way.
Grundler and the McLean County Republicans will hold an open watch party at Rob Dobbs Restaurant during Election Day. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Jaden Cohn.
As McLean County continues to manifest itself as one of the most purple in the state, Republicans and Democrats alike are urgently trying to educate the general populace of their ideas and proposals.
There's still plenty more to talk about today. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
News now on 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back to Bird's Eye View.
So far, we've heard opinions on races all over the ballot from McLean County's varying political organizations, but it's time we hear from the candidates themselves. WZND's Nate Seahack analyzed the race for the Illinois District 91 seat.
Standing up for small business owners and fighting for the middle class. Speaking up for those who feel they don't have a voice. Women's rights, infrastructure concerns, and improving the cost of living. Issues that directly affect the communities of District 91. The race for Illinois' 91st House seat is between current state representative, Democrat, Sharon Chung, and Republican candidate, Desi Anderson. Chung, a Wesleyan graduate, mother of two, musician, and longtime member of the Bloomington community, is on her second campaign trail and continues to aim her sights on being an advocate for residents in the district.
Standing up for the things that I know that our community sort of believes in, the values that we have, I just kind of wanted to fight for those things. So that's how I got involved. And behind it all, it's just sort of been my desire to really speak up for those who feel like they don't have a voice and to fight for those people who also feel like maybe they've been left behind.
Along with ensuring funding for mental health services, new roads and bridges, and the health department, Chung has made a point to remain transparent with her stance on women's rights.
For me as well, I've been always really clear and upfront about how I feel about issues, my stances on issues. I want to give women the right to choose what they want to do with their bodies, not leave it up to politicians.
Contender Desi Anderson, a mother and small business owner, moved from Bulgaria to the U.S. at 7 years old and believes the American dream that she was able to achieve is slipping away for residents of the community. Anderson says that she wants to be a voice for the people who love this state and to correct some of the issues she believes are happening within the leadership at local and state levels. Anderson and her opponent both agree on the continued support of mental health services in the community and funding for infrastructure. Anderson says she wants more support for law enforcement, union workers, and veterans in the district. As a small business owner, Anderson understands the issues that affect local stores and restaurants. With neighboring states holding lower tax rates, she believes the state needs to create bigger incentives for business owners to stay in Illinois. Anderson did not respond to interview requests. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Nathan Sehak.
State senators play a crucial role in the legislation and policy of their jurisdiction.
Incumbent Senator for Illinois' 46th Legislative District, Dave Kaler, is no stranger to the campaigning process. Kaler has been serving in his position since 2006 and hopes to continue to be able to voice his progressive views in the state Senate. Throughout his political career, Kaler has been renowned for his ability to compromise with the other side of the aisle, and he believes that building strong relationships is integral to being politically successful.
So it's understanding the process and the structure of how government works, but it's also understanding how to get things done. And you get things done by building positive relationships with people that means that you know how to work with them.
Senator Kaler serves on the State Higher Education Committee, which he claims has allowed him to understand issues within and around universities. Personally knowing President Tarhule and other ISU administration members helps Kaler better understand the university's functions and finances.
Sharon Chung and I are getting ready to submit some legislation in particular that'll help ISU, because ISU really, I found out to my surprise, is the bottom of the list in terms of state support for schools per capita. I don't know why that is. I don't know why that's remained that way for so long.
Senator Kaler prioritizes the community's movement away from fossil fuels towards renewable, clean energy. He is the sponsor of Senate Bill 1556, which focuses on pursuing clean energy, specifically in the sector of transportation. Kaler claims that transportation is an important area to focus on concerning mitigating climate change, as it accounts for a large proportion of fossil fuels and has clean existing alternatives.
And I consider myself, I always say this to kind of define where I am, I'm a pragmatic environmentalist. I think we have to do everything possible to reduce carbon in our atmosphere because that is the key factor in why we're having the tremendous climate swings that we have. But in doing that, we have to recognize some of the realities. I don't think we're going to just flip a switch and all of a sudden have everything electrified overnight. Mm-hmm.
The Republican candidate for Illinois' 46th Legislative District is Sally Owens, who declined a request for an interview. Owens has experience as a small business consultant, primarily in the healthcare sector. Owens also identifies as a devoted parent and avid dog lover. Among the policies Owens is running on are reforms for the criminal justice system that put family safety above the rights of criminals, protecting parents' voice in shaping the education system, and general tax cuts. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Luke Biondi.
Currently, Representative Chung and Senator Kaler work in tandem to improve the lives of Illinois residents. It will be interesting to see if someone new takes a seat in Springfield or what the pair will do differently if they make it back for another term.
We've got so much more here on Bird's Eye View. You're listening to 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back to Bird's
News
Eye
Now
View.
On 103.3 WZND.
Local and federal elections. So far, we've covered how the McLean County Democrats and Republicans feel going into the election, as well as some of the more Illinois-centric races.
Now that we've covered the broader party perspectives, let's dive deeper into the local scene. We're going to focus on the candidates and issues that are directly impacting our community here in McLean County. These local races may not make the national headlines, but their outcomes can shape our day-to-day lives in big ways.
Judge Joe McGraw and Congressman Eric Sorensen are running for the House of Representatives for Illinois' 17th Congressional District. Congressman Sorensen is running for re-election as the Democratic candidate, and this is Judge McGraw's first time running for political office as a Republican candidate. In Congressman Sorensen's campaign ad, he lists his top priorities in Congress.
I'm Eric Sorensen, and in Congress, I'll still inform people with facts and science, like how we can lower the cost of healthcare and medicine, protect the rights of all people from discrimination, and finally pass real climate change legislation.
Per Congressman Sorensen's official campaign website, he plans to make healthcare more affordable, accessible, and efficient by expanding the Affordable Care Act, ACA, to fully cover all pre-existing conditions and support bringing down the cost of prescription drugs by allowing Medicare to negotiate with pharmaceutical companies. Congressman Sorensen explained some of his top priorities while visiting Illinois State University for a Democratic rally, one of these being protecting the rights of all people from discrimination.
One of the things that we have to make sure is that our rights don't get taken away. We've already seen that with abortion rights. But, you know, I'll tell you, as an LGBTQ person, as the very first gay member of Congress that Illinois has ever had, it is making sure that the extremists don't come after my rights to marry my partner, Sean.
On the topic of climate change, Congressman Sorensen shared his thoughts on the issue.
It's making sure that as we move forward, there's going to be a bright future for this place, right? I'm the only meteorologist in Congress. It means that I'm the only person that's talking about climate change across the aisle to Republicans. And guess what? Spoiler alert, behind closed doors, Republicans will tell me they understand that climate change is real. They understand that climate change is affecting their constituents. But you know what? They can't do anything because of the top of their own ticket.
In Judge McGraw's campaign ad, he explains his plan of action if elected to office.
Joe will always fight for Illinois families, and he'll put an end to the radical policies making life worse.
Per Judge McGraw's official campaign website, he will be a strong advocate for the working class by fighting for unions and supporting local apprenticeship programs. Restoring law and order in our neighborhoods and at our border is one of Judge McGraw's top priorities. He believes soft-on-crime policies only create more victims and empower criminals. Judge McGraw says he'll, quote, face down the far left, increase funding for our police, and go after the liberal state's attorneys. Early voting is currently taking place at the Student Bone Center and will continue until November 1st. Same-day registration will be offered. Congressman Sorensen and Judge McGraw will be on the ballot among other races pertinent to McLean County. For Bird's Eye View, this is Bella Morello.
Elections for the Federal House of Representatives this election cycle proved to be exceptionally consequential, given the minuscule disparity of seats controlled in the House by either party currently.
We've heard views on the presidential election and Illinois-specific races, but the race that matters most to the community is the McLean County Board. Our very own Lauren Leisure sat down with a board representative to find out how the results will impact the everyday life of McLean County residents.
With McLean County Board elections on the horizon, residents are preparing to vote on issues that will impact the heart of Illinois. The McLean County Board holds key responsibilities from setting budgets for public health and safety to overseeing local infrastructure projects. This election introduces a mix of fresh candidates and seasoned board members, each bringing their unique perspectives on the county's future. Here's a look at what's at stake in McLean County and why your vote is essential in shaping our community. I talked to Lizzie Johnson, a District 5 seasoned board member, about what she does to prepare for the election.
Mostly it is the door knocking. This, you know, as a candidate, as a local candidate, we kind of have the luxury of, you know, trying to reach as many voters as possible. Consistently, each campaign, I knock thousands of doors. I do talk to thousands of residents about kind of what their concerns are.
Lizzie also touched on what she has done in past years to help voters and residents feel seen and heard.
On the board, we have been working, you know, the idea of kind of transparency and accountability is always kind of be a push. There's always that push that we can do more, that we can educate more, that we can engage more. So that's one piece. But some of the other things that we've been working on, not just kind of increasing voter, you know, resident access. We changed meeting times years ago so that people could come if it was after class or after work. But recently this spring, we were able to pass so that public comment, instead of being 1 to 2 days that you had to sign up in advance, now it's 15 minutes.
Lizzie also touched on what makes her stand out as a county board candidate.
I think I have really demonstrated over the last, because I've been on the board for 6 years, one more year as a candidate. So in the last 7 years, what I think has really been kind of a hallmark is that I listen, that I hear people, that I take their considerations in as my decision-making process, and that it really is about the community.
Lizzie is running for District 5 once again with 2 4-year terms up for grabs and 2 2-year terms up for grabs as well. Lizzie's 4-year competitor, Chad Burke, did not respond to interview requests. Randy Knapp, running for one of the 2-year terms, speaks on his candidacy.
I like to listen to them on what their goals are and how we can achieve it. And what interests me on the county board is to marry up the needs of the program so that there are government services that are reliable, and then is it being run the way that the citizens hope they would be. So if there are problems, I'd like to use my analytical approach and look at it in the view that, does this make sense, and then work for a consensus.
Knapp is also a seasoned board member and says that his candidacy is about the knowledge of the good and the bad in McLean County.
To contribute as a board member, and I'd like to see the county grow economically. We have a few things that we're being blessed with, but there's also some things to be concerned about.
Knapp's competitor, Buck Farley, did not respond to interview requests. Both Knapp and Lizzie stress the importance of listening, talking to, and sincerely engaging with residents. County board elections are a critical opportunity for residents to have a say in local governance. The board's decisions directly impact residents' day-to-day lives. With 10 districts in McLean County, supporting candidates who reflect your value can make a meaningful difference in the direction of your local area. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Lauren Leisure. From county board to presidential races, each candidate and party brings unique priorities and perspectives to the table, making every vote count this election season.
That's all we have for this episode of Bird's Eye View. In this episode, we looked at local, state, and federal elections and covered the platforms and issues that certain candidates are running on. If you missed any part of today's show, you can head over to WZND.com and listen to the full show right after this. Thank you for listening to Bird's Eye View.
This has been WZND's Bird's Eye View. Catch more WZND in-depth news every Sunday at noon with WZND's Second Look and Bird's Eye View. For previous episodes, find Bird's Eye View on the podcast tab at WZND.com.